Well, looks like my star pupil has been left home alone here in this big house, all by himself. Where are your parents, young man? Out of town. I see. And when will they be back? Next week. They must be very confident in the knowledge that their son will remain focused and well-behaved. Good thing I came then. Who better to make sure you remain obedient than your teacher? In particular, this teacher. Are you going to invite me in? I would, thank you. Close the door, please. Wouldn't want the neighbours looking in, would we? Good boy. Come stand in front of me, please. This is a very nice house. High ceilings, wide open floor plan. Really seems like a place where sound carries. Interesting. Your parents must work exceptionally hard to afford a place like this. No wonder they have such high standards for you. They've said so in parent-teacher conferences with me. Imagine they knew how high my standards were. Look at you. I can practically hear your heart pounding in your chest. Seeing teacher in your own home is doing things to you, isn't it, little boy? Seeing teacher and knowing it's just me and you. I was right. Your heart is pounding. It's thundering underneath my hand. Am I making you nervous? Being here? Surprising you like this? Is nervous the only thing I'm making you? So many questions. Why don't I provide some answers? Show me where you work. Now. Everything laid out, I see. Laptop, phone, our textbook. You even made notes in the margin. All this while home alone. While you could be doing literally anything else. Someone's trying to impress me with their diligence, and they didn't even know I'd be here. Is this the chair you sit in? Sit. Eyes on me. Up here. Now move your hands off your lap, down by your side. Never cover your lap when you're in my presence. Good. You're not wearing underwear. My little scholar, my little pupil, sitting there hard as a rock with no underwear on. God, that's just so fucking perfect. Stay just like that. Stay just fucking like that. You've come a long way in a very short time. It's been quite the turnaround, becoming the ace of the class after starting out so turned on by me that you couldn't think past the dick in your pants. The big, hard dick that's right fucking there. You've learned to value self-control, discipline. Hell, that's probably why you were left here all alone by your parents. They knew they could trust you. They saw what I showed you. You needed to focus that intellect of yours. Of course they could trust their diligent little scholar now. They know you better than anyone. Except me. I've seen the real you. In my classroom. In the library. I've seen you at your most vulnerable. And now I get to see you at your most surprised. I came here because I wanted you to see this before I sent the email out to the entire class. On this paper in my hand are the results of our last test. I wanted to see the look on your face when you read the grades. And if this chair is where you do your work, then this is where you should find out. Because only one student got a perfect score. And it was you. That's right. You were the only one. This officially puts you at the top of the class. Just like that. From almost failing to the ace of the class. Congratulations. Now you know you're going to have to keep working to maintain this grade. It won't just magically happen. You're going to have to stay focused. But I think I've come up with a technique to keep you properly motivated. You see, I know my star pupil. You love good grades, but grades are abstract, ephemeral almost. They're numbers on a page or a screen. You respond to rewards that are more tangible, more physical, more aggressive. You like that? You like tasting me on your lips while I grab your cock through your pants like this? Good, because that's why I'm here. This whole thing started because I made you too fucking hard. This whole thing started because of how bad you wanted to fuck me. Do you still want to fuck me, little boy? Do you still want to fuck teacher? Louder. Do you want to scream my name while we fuck? Give me your mouth again. Ah, now listen. Listen to how fucking wet I am. That's how fucking wet I get, knowing what I'm going to do to you. This is how wet teacher gets at the thought of fucking her little brainiac like a toy. Tell me you want me to use you. Say it again. Say you want to be used. Say it with this pretty little mouth. Are you teacher's toy? Are you teacher's little toy to be used for his big dick and full balls until teacher is through with you? Open your mouth. Now taste it. Taste my pussy. Taste it on my fingers as I slide them in your mouth. That's it. Choke, baby. You choke for teacher. Choke on the taste of my pussy juice on my fingers while I fucking grab your cock. This is what you dreamed about. This is your reward. This is your reward to get used by me. Good. God, fucking yeah, look. Look while I lift my skirt. Look. I'm fucking fingering my pussy with my fingers covered in your spit. Fuck yes, that's good. Holy fuck, that's good. Oh, fuck, give me your mouth again. Your reward is that you get fucking used by me. You get used by me right now. I'm gonna make you sweat and scream and moan, and I'm not gonna stop until you're writhing on the ground begging for mercy. Your reward is you get used by me until I'm fucking done with you. Do you understand? You're mine until I'm done with you. Your adorable face and your tight little body and your big fucking dick are mine until I say I'm fucking finished. Your reward is you're alone with me in your own home, and I'm gonna fucking break you. I don't want the little scholar. I want the real you. I want the sex-crazed little animal, you. That's what I want tonight. The real you. I want you moaning and whimpering and humping and coming like a little beast. I've seen the real you, so I get to fucking break you. And I'm dressed for the occasion. Oh, you like teacher's outfit? You like this little harness? And stockings? And heels? I bought this harness especially for this. I love how it crisscrosses my body like this, giving you plenty to grab onto. And how it perfectly frames me. My tits, and my ass, and my pussy. Oh, my bare little pussy with no underwear. Right here in front of you, like you've always dreamed. Look at your face. You're practically fucking drooling. You remember the taste of this. It's still fresh on your lips. You want it right from the source. You adorable little son of a bitch. Strip. Now. In the chair. Shirt off and pants to the ground. Now. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, there it is. There's that big fucking dick. All for me. That's all for me. Oh my God, I'm gonna absolutely shatter you riding that fucking dick. Stroke it right now. Yeah, you stroke it with my spit. Stroke your dick with my spit on you, like fucking fiend. That's it. Good. That's so fucking good. You stroke while I play with my pussy in front of you. You build up a nice big load for teacher while I masturbate in front of you in your own house. Fuck yeah. Yes. Look at you drool over me while you stroke your dick. God damn, you're even cuter than before. You get cuter every fucking minute. I have to fucking break you. Knees. Down on them now. Open your mouth. Now you eat teacher's pussy right now. Fuck yes. Yeah, I've been fucking dreaming about this. Humping your face like this. Humping your adorable little face. Yeah, and coming all over it. That's it. That's it. You use your tongue like that. Just like that. Fucking drown in how wet I am. Grab my harness. Grab my harness and pull your face tight to me. That's it. You bury your mouth against my cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, you little son of a bitch. I'm gonna fucking come up in your face. Make me come. Make me fucking come. You make me fucking come. God damn. Fuck. Shit, yeah. Fuck. 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 Yeah, fuck. Yes, drown. Drown in how wet I am. Fuck, yes. Oh, God. Yeah, good boy. That's a good fucking boy. Look at you, covered in my wetness. The teacher came all over your face, little boy. Get up. You get back in that fucking chair. One good turn deserves another, right? It's time to get this dick nice and slick so I can fucking ride it. Yeah, big fucking dick like this needs to be nice and slick. And nothing will get it slicker than my spit. And nothing will build up a big fucking load for me better than my mouth. Hold on to your chair, honey. You hold on while teacher goes to work down there, sucking your dick. Feels amazing, doesn't it? Getting head from teacher. It's only the fucking beginning. This is how I break you. I make you come so fucking hard you feel pain. You ever come so hard it hurt, baby? Yeah, you ever come so hard you feel pain? That's what I'm gonna do to you. I'm gonna make you come till you break. I'm gonna empty these full balls of yours over and over and over again until you're fucking destroyed. Mm-hmm. You close, little boy? Yeah, you close to coming? I think you are. I can taste it. You got a big fucking load ready for me? I don't want to swallow it. I want it in my cunt. Okay. Okay. Let me just straddle you now. Yeah. Are you ready? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. It's big. It's big. It's so fucking big. Fuck yes, baby. Yeah, look at me. You watch me while I do this. You watch while I take your dick inside my pussy and change your life. Feel me, feel my pussy slip down and grip your big, perfect cock. You watch me fucking do it. Look right fucking here. You watch me as I fucking violate you. Watch as I fucking take you inside me. Just like this. Oh, fuck. Oh god, yes. Fuck, it's against my cervix. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. No one's ever been this deep. Holy fuck, it's so deep. No one's ever fucking been this deep. No one ever. You're all the way inside. You're all the fucking way inside. Now you'll never recover. No, you'll never be the same. I'm gonna make you mine. I'm gonna make you mine, little son of a bitch. Fucking pound you. Fucking grind you into dust like this. You big-dicked little motherfucker. I'll break you into a thousand tiny pieces. I'll break you each time into a thousand tiny pieces and put you back together exactly how I want. I'll fucking ride you until you're fucking exhausted and then keep going. We're done when I say we're done, and I'm never fucking done. Look at me. Look me in the eyes while I break you. Look me in the eyes while I fucking break you. You take it. Take it. You fucking take it. You look at me, yeah. I'm fucking humping you. I'm gonna break you. I'm gonna break you, baby. Fucking hump you. Fucking break my little student because I fucking can. Take it. Take it. Fucking take it. Fucking take it. Take me company like this, you little son of a bitch. Take my slimy pussy into you. God damn, it feels fucking amazing. Using your big dick to fucking get myself off. Yeah, yeah, use you until you're nothing but a broken little joint. Oh my god, yeah, you gonna come? Yeah, huh? You gonna fucking come, little boy? Beg me. Beg me, make you come fucking properly and I'll hump you through the fucking floorboards. Make you come so you'll think you fucking died. Beg me, motherfucker, you beg me at the top of your fucking lungs. Oh, that's it, beg me, fucking scream and beg me while I choke you. Oh, beg me, I fucking choke you with my hands around your throat. Oh, shit, yes, fuck, yes, fuck. When I let go, you scream my name, you scream my fucking name. Yes, you scream my name, baby, scream my name and come. Yes, yes, give it, give it, give it, give it to me now. Fuck, fuck, fuck. God damn it. Fuck, oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. Holy shit. What the fuck? I felt like a bomb went off. Mm-hmm. You broken yet? You shattered yet, little scholar? That was quite a lot of cum you shot inside me just now. I feel it running down my thighs to my stockings. Even still, this big dick is still hard. Do you have more for me, little pupil? You beg me to use you more. Good, good boy. Stand up. Can't use your chair anymore. You know it's broken, right? Told you. Something to take care of before your parents get back. Unless you want to answer some awkward questions. Speaking of your parents, where's their room? Upstairs. Good. Show me. I feel like ruining their son some more. And I think it's only appropriate that I do it there. Because you're not theirs anymore. You're mine. So lead the way.